Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, has decided to ban the country's major opposition parties from taking part in next year's presidential election. Mr. Maduro made the announcement after voting ended in polls to choose mayors in more than 300 towns and cities. The local elections were boycotted by the three principal parties in Venezuela's opposition. They cast the polls as an exercise designed to bolster his dictatorship. Mr. Maduro said the opposition parties had made themselves irrelevant by boycotting the vote.
Los demás partidos, Voluntad Popular, Primero Justicia, han desaparecido del mapa político venezolano.
The other political parties, Voluntad Popular, Primero Justicia, have disappeared from the political map. And today they have disappeared completely because a party that has not taken part today and has called for the boycott of the elections cannot participate anymore. That's the criteria that the National Constituent Assembly has constitutionally and legally ruled. They will not be able to take part.
France's Conservative Party, the Republicans, have overwhelmingly elected a new leader who's expected to move them further right. Three quarters of the party members voted for Laurent Wauquiez. Roger Walker reports.
At 42, Laurent Wauquiez is just 3 years older than Emmanuel Macron. But apart from their youth, they have little in common. A staunch Roman Catholic who sees himself as a champion of the traditional values of rural France, Laurent Wauquiez accuses Mr. Macron of being weak on security and too fond of closer European integration. Like the French socialists, the Conservatives were left demoralised by Mr. Macron's sweeping victory in the presidential election in the spring. Now Mr. Wauquiez is set to move the Republicans to the right to counter the appeal of the National Front.
The United Nations Children's Agency is calling for global technology companies to take further measures to protect young internet users. UNICEF says every day more than 170,000 children go online for the first time. It says as the numbers of child internet users increase, efforts to protect their data and online identities need to be stepped up. Lawrence Christian Chandy is Director of Data Research and Policy at the agency.
The internet was not developed with children in mind, yet it's a reality that children are a large and growing share of users, and we need to increasingly think about online protection through the eyes of children. It's important to recognise that there are significant inconsistencies between countries in how children are protected, and that for UNICEF reveals not just a lack of consensus, but a failure by many countries to think through these risks.
UNICEF warns of what it calls the commercialisation of childhood. It suggests social media companies should automatically give children the maximum privacy settings when they sign up as users. World News from the BBC.